Our final topic today is the one that I'm most fired up about. And
agreed.
And Dusty is very fired up about this as well. I don't know how long this is going to take us to go through it, but I really don't. We're going to go through it. Because it's a national story. This isn't just a sports story. This has become a women's rights story. This has become a racism story, and it's a joke. And you're just going to have to trust me on this. If you didn't watch the match, you have to trust me. Dusty and I both watched the match. We are tennis fans. I've followed Serena. You have as well through her whole career. I respect what Serena has done. 23 Grand Slam championships. It's tremendous what she's done. She's come back from motherhood very quickly to make it to Grand Slam finals, although I think that's a little bit of an indictment on the rest of the women's field, which I've talked about that before what happened over the weekend. Although this Osaka girl looks like the real thing. So maybe she's the heir to take over the throne for Queen Serena. And I say Queen Serena because that's how she acted on the court, that she thought she was the queen and that it was her court and nobody else's. If you don't know what happened over the weekend, Serena Williams was in the U.S. Championship match against 20-year-old Naomi Osaka from Japan. Serena is 37 years old. She's now a mother for the first time. She missed the U.S. Open last year because she was having a baby. And Osaka, her family, basically copied, which is a good thing. It's a flattering thing to say. Copied what Richard Williams did with the Williams sisters with Serena and Venus in regards to training her when she was younger, doing this, doing that. And Serena Williams has been Naomi Osaka's role model. Naomi Osaka sat up there years ago, top of the grandstands at the U.S. Open, watching Serena win U.S. Open championships. So she could not wait to play Serena and always dreamt about playing Serena in a Grand Slam final. And her dreams came true. She got to play Serena on Saturday, and then her dream became a nightmare. It absolutely became a nightmare, and she has her role model to thank for it. Do you agree with that? So let's go
most
through
of it. Is a nightmare, yes.
So let's go through it. Serena Williams is losing. Let me stress that again. Serena Williams is losing. And there is a pattern to Serena Williams' behavior that nobody in the national media seems to want to address because apparently they're scared of Serena. I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
So Serena is down, loses the first set. Second set, she has her coach in the stands. Every player has their coach in the stands. And there's a rule. It is a rule. It's not unwritten. It is a rule that you cannot coach from the stands to the players during the matches. It doesn't matter whether the player sees the coach or not. People have been missing this as well.
Yeah, exactly.
People that don't know anything about tennis has been acting like they're experts on this on a national level, and it's embarrassing, it's ridiculous, and it's just flat-out dumb.
Yeah.
So Serena is serving. She's not playing well. And the CBS even shows the video of the coach, her coach, showing and saying and using his hands to come into the net. He does it more than once.
Yeah.
The chair umpire sees this, and he says, code violation, which the first one is a warning. No points are taken away from Serena, and says a coach was coaching, and he can't do that. So Serena gets upset because she takes this as a personal attack. Once again, it does become personal for Serena because she's the player, and her coach made a mistake. But that's the key. Her coach made a mistake, not the umpire. So the umpire, within the written rules, enforces it. And Serena says, well, you're challenging my character. Listen, I've never cheated in my life. I don't get coached, and I would rather lose than cheat. But no points are taken away. So then on the changeover, she has this long conversation, and Serena knows that the microphone is on, trust me, because she's been in this before situation. She's talking to chair umpire, and they have this chat, and it seems to be a pretty cordial chat. Things seem to be pretty cool. Then a little bit later, Serena, let's point this out, Serena, after double faulting back-to-back points and giving away a key game in the second set, takes her racket and destroys it on the court. That is an automatic code violation. Automatic. you destroy your racket on the court. Automatic. Men, women, don't matter. It's automatic. So that's her second violation. Thus, it's a point penalty. So the very next game, Osaka gets 15 love automatically. Serena seems to be confused because apparently she thought she's such a great person that the umpire changed his call earlier about the coaching violation, and that should have been her first violation, which you can't rescind a violation. No. And she knows that. So Serena has a problem, doesn't understand why she's down 15 love, and that's when she should have just been quiet and moved on. But she couldn't shut up. She kept going. She kept going. She kept going. Here's what she said. This is unbelievable. Every time I play here, I have problems. I didn't get coaching. I didn't get coaching. I didn't get coaching. This is the word for word what she said. Yeah. You need to make an announcement to the chair umpire, she says. You need to make an announcement that I didn't get coaching. No, he doesn't. Why? You're not in charge, Serena. Serena says, I don't cheat. The coach never, the umpire never said Serena cheated.
Yeah.
He said the coach was coaching her. So she doesn't get it. She says, I don't cheat. I didn't get coaching. How can you say that? How can you say that? The coach admitted after the match, he coached you. So Serena says, you owe me an apology. You owe me an apology. I have never cheated in my life. I have a daughter, and I stand for what is right for her, and I've never cheated. You owe me an apology. What the heck does Serena's daughter have anything to do with this tennis match? She knew the mic was on. She knew the mic was on. And I'll explain to you why she knew the mic was on in a little bit. So after she's broken to trail 4-3 in the second set, and after she broke her racket and everything else, she says, I never got coaching. I explained that to you. And for you to attack my character, then something is wrong. You're attacking my character. Yes, you are. You owe me an apology. You will never, ever, ever be on another court of mine as long as you live. You are the liar. When are you going to give me my apology? You owe me an apology. Say it. Say you're sorry. Then don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. How dare you insinuate I was cheating? You stole a point from me. You're a thief too. That's word for word what Serena said. So the umpire, who let her go on for quite some time.
Yes.
After she called him a liar and a thief, said verbal abuse, code violation, and that is verbal abuse, by the way. You don't have to cuss to verbally abuse somebody and berate somebody and scold somebody. So what happens? He gives her a third violation. That is a full game penalty. She's down 4-3 in the second set of a major championship match. She loses a game. Now she's down 5-3. Now she just starts to put on a whole charade. After she gets docked the game, this is what she says. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because I said you were a thief? You stole a point from me. I'm not a cheater. I told you to apologize to me. Excuse me. I need the referee. I don't agree with that. Okay, let me get this straight. So you're mad because he didn't apologize to you, but yet he's the umpire and you're not. You're the player. You don't run the U.S. Open, Serena. But let's go on. So Serena says to the tournament referees, this is not right. He said I was being coached, but I was not being coached. That's not right. Okay, let me stop for a second. That was violation one.
Yeah.
That was violation one. She couldn't get past violation one. If you'd never destroyed your racket, you would have never lost a game. It would have just been 1 point. But somehow Serena doesn't want to take responsibility for her actions. So she goes on. You know my character. Oh, yes, we do, Serena. Yes. She goes on. This is not fair. I'm going to interject. Serena, life's not fair. As she continues, this has happened to me too many times. This is not fair. To lose a game for saying that is not fair. Do you know how many men do things that are much worse than that? This is not fair. Okay, so now she makes this a sexist issue with that comment. Really? That's where we're going? She keeps saying, she goes on to say, this is during the match. Serena says, there are a lot of men out here that have said a lot of things, and because they are a man, it doesn't matter. This is unbelievable. No, I don't know the risk, because if I say a simple thing, a thief, because he stole a point from me, There are men out here that do a lot worse, and because I'm a woman, you're going to take this away from me. That is not right, and you know it. And I know you can't admit it, but I know you know that's not right. I know you can't change it, but I'm just saying that's not right. I get the rules, but I'm just saying it's not right. It happens to me at this tournament every single year, and it's not fair. That's all I have to say. Okay. Let's back up a second. You call the umpire a liar, but you're a liar. You said this happens to you every single year. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. So that's a lie.
For a lot of years.
That's a lie.
Numerous U.S. Opens.
You know my character. She says, you know my character. You know what? The umpire should have said, yes, I do. Listen. After this match, she didn't squash it either.
No.
Serena didn't squash it. What happened with Serena Saturday is not about sexism, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not about women's rights. If you watch the match, you probably would realize that. This was about a frustrated athlete losing her cool and not moving on from the first of her three code violations. And by the way, we want to talk about Serena, and she wants to talk about her character, and off the court, her character is pretty good. I'll give her that.
Sure.
She has been pretty classy off the court. But to be a classy individual, you need to be classy, what, all the time or most of the time? Tell me if this sounds classy to you, Dusty. Here's the thing. She's been involved in controversy at U.S. Open. Not every year. And a lot of it's her own doing. The one constant, Serena, is that when you break a rule and you don't like it, you make a big deal out of it. Then you make disparaging remarks to the officials, you get penalized, and then you play the victim card. There is a pattern, Serena Williams. 2009, 2011, 2018. Every incident took away from the opponent, who in each instance, oddly enough, was beating you. Perhaps, Serena, you're the person that it owes everyone an apology. Naomi Osaka, who fairly beat you and was honestly whipped you in the first set. Okay? You are her role model and idol, and that's how you act? The crowd is booing after the match at the award ceremony, and she breaks up and starts crying, poor 20-year-old Naomi Osaka, who handled herself with complete class and dignity. And after the match, people nationally are saying, oh, what great class and dignity by Serena for telling the crowd not to boo. The crowd wouldn't boo if Serena would have moved on and been this high moral of character person and would have moved on from the first violation. Or had she not destroyed her racket in frustration, which I believe is not classy, this would have never got to that point. So to give her all the credit for being classy and telling the crowd to not boo and cheer Osaka for winning, okay, it's nice of her to say that. That's the least she owed Osaka. She's the one that helped precipitate it all. Then I hear people say, well, the chair umpire, if he wouldn't have called that first violation, none of this would have happened. That's a convenient argument. Here's a thought. Let's go back to what caused the violation to be called. If coach doesn't coach from the stands, none of this happens. And he admitted to doing it. Overlooked in this whole thing, Serena immediately takes it all personal. I'm not a cheater. I don't cheat. Why did she overreact like that so quickly?
Because she cheats.
People that overreact instantaneously to something and get super defensive are usually people that know that they are and overcompensate. Why would the coach, and nobody has asked this question on any media outlet I have seen, why would the coach, if Serena, after the match, said very clearly and said it during the match to the chair umpire, I don't cheat, I don't need coached, I don't get coached, I don't do this. She even said, he gives me a thumbs up. Wait a minute. She looked at the coach. She saw a thumbs up. But she didn't see him showing that he wanted her to come to the net. You go back and watch the match. After he tells her, from the stands to come to the net. Do you know what Serena does?
She goes to the net. A lot.
She goes to the net right after that. So Serena, perhaps you're the liar. And I said, perhaps you're the liar. So let's get this straight. If Serena's being honest, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt. If Serena's being honest, I don't cheat, I don't use coaching from the stands, then her coach would obviously know that. Why would he even bother giving repetitive signs to her from the stands if she doesn't use it or want it? Why would he waste his time doing it? I'm going to say BS, Serena. And nobody's talking about that. It's all about the chair umpire is a sexist pig. Now racism's being played in this whole argument, which is a joke. This is simple.
Playing a Haitian-Japanese player, okay?
Yes.
If you're talking about racism, you're done with me. I'm not even reading any of your argument.
What if the chair umpire was a woman? What if it was a black woman? Would this be a story today? Would Serena still treat her with all that disrespect? Maybe. Because when Serena talks about character, I find that funny. Because in 2009, and I put the video for everybody to see on my Facebook and social media Twitter account as well. I saw somebody put a deal. Well, this is not the first time Ramos has given a coaching violation to the Williams sister. And they show a little video. He did issue a code violation against Serena's sister Venus last year. And she said the same thing. I don't cheat, except Venus is more of a high character person than Serena. She didn't throw a racket, beat up her racket. She didn't keep whining, belly aching. And Venus never got another code violation than that in that match. Mm-hmm. So conveniently for the person's argument, they show a little deal and they show the audio in the video that, oh my, the Ramos Empire has it out for the Williams sisters because he gave Venus a code violation because her coach coached her from the stands, which is against the rules, by the way. But guess what? Carlos Ramos, the chair umpire, also just this year gave Novak Djokovic a code violation for coaching. And he's a man. Do you know that he gave Rafael Nadal 2 code violations in the French Open 4th round last year for slow play? And Nadal did it twice. He gave him another one. Cost him a point. Nadal said after the match, and I quote, "I have to move on." That's what Serena needs to do. If you move on, this is not a story. But somehow it's the umpire's fault because he implemented the rules. A very good article from Nancy Armour of USA Today. And there's other people writing in other papers along USA Today. I have no clue what they're talking about. But this one's really good. She says, you know what? Both people are at fault. The umpire could have maybe handled things a little bit more delicately. But she says, while Williams might have been right in her indignation, she was flat out wrong in how she expressed it. And just because other people do it doesn't make it right. Had this been the first time Serena Williams behaved like this, maybe it would be viewed differently. But it wasn't. Williams lost the 2009 U.S. Open semifinal when she was assessed a point penalty on match point for threatening to shove a ball down a line judge's throat. Let me interject. She actually said, I'm going to take this bleeping ball and I'm going to shove it down your bleeping throat. Those were her exact words in 2009 while she was on the court. And then the poor little line judge gal who called Serena for a foot fault, which it was a questionable call. Serena said that to this gal. That gal goes up to the chair umpire and says that Serena said, I'm going to kill me. She's going to kill me. And Serena comes up, who's twice as big as this little gal that was calling the foot fault. Serena comes up. It's the video. Pull it up on YouTube. I'm not making this stuff up. She comes up to this gal that's half her size. And Serena goes, oh, are you scared? That's called bullying.
Yeah.
That's being a bully. But she's high character. Serena's high character. 2011. She shouts out during a point when she thinks she's going to win the point. During the point. Serena, in a semifinal, the U.S. Open 2011, against Sam Stosur, Serena goes, come on! The point wasn't over. You can't do that during the point. You can do it after the point. That's a rule. So that can disrupt the other player. It's distracting. That's why I don't let the crowd like talk and yell and scream during a match. They need concentration. The other player can't be saying things while they're playing the point. That's a rule. Been in rule tennis forever. She did that. She made a mistake. Serena made a mistake. She let her emotions get the best of her, and she said, come on. I don't blame her for doing that in that match at all. But she got penalized for it because Stosur still had a chance to make the play on the point. So the umpire correctly gave her, it was a warning, first violation, so she had no points taken away. She said code violation on Miss Serena Williams. What does Serena Williams do? She went up to the chair umpire, kept talking like she did on Saturday, and said, "You're very unattractive inside," and so forth and so on. Is that a classy person?
It's a hard no from me.
Serena Williams, what she should have done is very simple. And people could then at least still say she has class and dignity, even though she's had two instances before where she hasn't been that way. I don't know. They keep using the comparisons. Well, John McEnroe did this, and Jimmy Connors did this. Did they ever say, "I'm going to take a ball and shove it down your bleeping throat"? Because I keep hearing this from Serena. Well, those guys, they never said a thief, and they never got penalized. They said bad words. Well, guess what? They never said take a ball and shove it down your bleeping throat, I don't think, either. So everything's different, Serena. Apples to oranges here. All right? Serena, what she should have done after the match, right away, when they were having the awards ceremony, should have grabbed the microphone. If she's such a high-character person, she had plenty of time to calm down because they had a long break at the end of the match until the awards ceremony. It was about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she did seem to compose herself. She should have grabbed that microphone, and she should have said, "Before we start, I want to apologize to the chair umpire. Even though I don't agree with the calls, I want to apologize for my behavior. I should have moved on from that. I want to apologize to all the fans here for my childish behavior. I want to apologize to everyone here at the U.S. Open, the organizers of the event, and most importantly, I want to apologize for a person that thinks of me as a role model. I let her down today. I want to congratulate Naomi Osaka on winning today. She beat me fair and square. And I really, once again, apologize from the bottom of my heart for my actions. And I will be better because of this." Now, that would have been class and dignity. That's not what she did. That's not what she did. So let's hear from, well, here's a little bit of the montage of what Serena did.
But I'm not a cheater. I don't know how many other men do things that are, I don't think they do much worse than that. There's a lot of men out here that have said a lot of things, and because they're men, that doesn't happen to them.
Well, I mean, I'm honest. I was coaching. I mean, I don't think she looked at me, so that's why she didn't even think I was. But I was, like, 100% of the coaches on 100% of the matches.
You know my character. I don't even call for on-court coach. I don't even do that. And he's like, "You know what? I understand." He's like, "You're." I don't know if he said you're right, but he understood. He's like, "Yeah, I get what you're saying."
Okay, what's really interesting about Serena Williams is after the match, her and her coach aren't even on the same page. She's, like, surprised the coach admitted that he coached. Okay, there's a problem here.
The coach did the right thing.
He honestly did. He admitted.
Everything he did was perfect.
Yes, he did.
And I agree with him that, like, 100%.
He might not agree with the rule.
100% of the time.
He's right.
He doesn't agree with the rule, and I get it.
I get it.
And I don't agree with the rule personally.
I agree.
It's an outdated, archaic rule, to be completely honest with you.
I agree.
But at the bottom line is, he handled that the way he should have handled that.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't like it because it doesn't fit her image of what she wanted him to say.
Right.
I would not be surprised if he's not her coach here before too long.
Mm-hmm. It was sad. I mean, honestly, I'm watching this. I felt so bad for Naomi Osaka, who's now my new favorite women's tennis player. She handled herself with such great class and dignity. That's the person you should be describing with class and dignity, not Serena. That's not even close. And to make this all about sexism, that's shame on Serena for making it about that. Because had she been a grown-up, I mean, think about this for a second. A 20-year-old had more maturity than a 37-year-old in this situation. If Serena had been a grown-up and just taken the warning from the coach, on the coach's warning, which he did, he admitted to doing it, it is a violation of a rule. You can argue all you want about the rules and not liking it. Like Dusty said, I agree with Dusty. They should let him coach from the stands. What's the big deal? I'm cool with that as well. But a rule is a rule. The umpire has a right to enforce the rule. And if Serena has a big problem with it, she should be mad at her coach for coaching her when she doesn't want it. And she should also then be upset with her coach, but with the rules, but not with the umpire.
Yeah,
the umpire enforced the rule. Now, maybe other umpires don't have the guts or stones to enforce a rule like that in a Grand Slam final. And then I hear this. Well, these things is a Grand Slam final. This is the same argument you make in basketball. Well, a guy clobbers a guy with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's a foul. But with 2 minutes left in the game, it's a no call. Well, you got to let him play. Well, wait a minute. The rules, I've never read in the manual where the rules have changed. Like the last 2 minutes, you don't have to call fouls if they're fouls. Who makes this crap up? Because in the U.S. Open, it don't matter if it's a Grand Slam, semifinal, final, or first round match. If the umpire sees coaching, and by the way, other chair umpires have supported the umpire. Other tennis commentators have said, listen, that was blatant coaching. It's all caught on camera. And then you watch what Serena did after it. It's just coincidence coming to the net. Well, wait a minute. Serena says she doesn't get coached. So, and she's calling the umpire a liar. Well, first of all, how is he a liar? I don't understand how she can call him a liar. What did he lie to her about? And she demands the apology. She keeps saying over and over, demands the apology. Then I hear, well, the umpire should have given her more leverage or leeway. Should have given her more time. He did.
He did fine.
And by the way, there is a rule in the rule book that says for verbal abuse, and it doesn't say anything about you have to cuss to earn verbal abuse. Because that's what I hear afterwards. Well, Serena didn't cuss and say the four-letter words. She called him a liar and a thief. That's attacking his integrity. What does it say in the rule book? Verbal abuse code violation can be issued when a player is attacking an official's integrity. If that's not attacking an official's integrity, calling him a liar and a thief, I don't know what is. So here's Serena on the point taken away from her. Did that decide the match?
It's hard to say because I always fight to the end and I always try to come back no matter what. But she was also playing really, really well. So it's hard to say that I wouldn't have got a new level because I've done it so many times in my career. So this is a tough question.
Okay. And then this is where I just about threw up. Here's Serena talking about, I almost threw up when she brought up her daughter in the middle of the match. I'm like, that has nothing to do with this. But this is Serena. I get part of her point, but this has nothing to me to do with what happened in this match. But some people may disagree with me. Here's Serena.
I've seen other men call other umpires several things, and I'm here fighting for women's rights and for women's equality and for all kinds of stuff. And for me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like, how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief.
So let me get this right. The umpire should consider before giving you a warning that you fight for women's rights, and thus he should not give you a verbal abuse warning. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Serena? Because that's what it sounds like. Also, you were not fighting for women's rights when you were playing this match. No. You were fighting for $3.8 million purse. You finished second and get $1.85 million. And you get the second place trophy. You're fighting for a trophy. You're fighting for $3.8 million. You are not fighting for women's rights during that match. A coach illegally coached you, admitted to doing it. How is that the chair umpire's fault? You destroyed your racket on the court. How is that the umpire's fault? You wouldn't let it go. You kept going on and on, which the umpire allowed you to do for quite some time. And then you called him a liar and a thief. And he's supposed to issue you an apology? The incident in 2011 that I've already portrayed to everyone, and the incident on Saturday, all have one thing in common. And it's not the chair umpire.
No.
It's Serena Williams. And the other thing that those three incidents have in common, they were all in the U.S. Open, true. They all have this in common as well. Serena was losing.
Yeah.
And probably knew she wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
And she then, maybe she's smart enough to try to make this as a distraction to get Osaka off her game. Maybe that was part of her thinking. Yeah, I don't know.
And
then she's the victim. Serena's the victim. And all you suckers out there, and I'm going to call you that. Y'all use, I know it's strong language. Give me a verbal abuse warning. Fine. All you suckers that think Serena Williams is the greatest person in the world, and you think she's this super class act, and you think she was so horribly wronged and that cost her the match the other day, you didn't watch the match. Or you are all about making this about sexism and racism, and you know deep down this is not what it's about at all. No. But it helps your agenda, so you're going to play off of it, even though you know this happened to be just like we see in other sports. An athlete lost their cool, couldn't get past the first violation, kept dwelling on it, and eventually it snowballed, and then it made a mockery of what was a good U.S. Open Women's Championship match and took away from a girl who idolized Serena, her first ever major championship, and she was apologizing. She, the winner, was apologizing after the match for winning. And yet Serena's the one with all the class and dignity.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing's insane to me. Any excuse that anybody makes for Serena Williams, like you just said, is beyond insane. There's two things that I want to add to that that really frustrated me, and it's on the Osaka side. It's that what you just said. She won her first major, the first Japanese-born player on the men's or women's side to win a major.
Mm-hmm.
This moment is about her. This moment is about her country and being able to do that. The second thing that just I can't deal with is you said if people are backing Serena on this that they didn't watch the match. Mm-hmm. You didn't watch the match and you don't watch tennis.
And they didn't watch ever. And they don't know, and they don't know what she did in 09 or 11.
Exactly. If you think the chair umpire did even one thing wrong on Saturday, you don't and have never watched professional tennis the way you should if you're going to comment on this.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to say that right now. You're the correct. USA Today title that I put on Twitter that said Serena lost a title to blatant sexism, you've never watched a tennis match in your life, and I can guarantee it because all you're saying is repeating what Serena Williams said on the court. You're adding no new things to the argument. You're just repeating what's – and I didn't read the whole thing. I skimmed through it, and I'm like –
compared to a basketball player, Steph Curry. They're in different
coach.
Sports and different rules. It doesn't apply.
Imagine if Steve Kerr can't coach. This is not a new rule. This is a rule in tennis since the beginning of open-era tennis. On the major stage, you cannot coach from the box. Everybody knows it.
Serena knows it.
I saw the Steve Kerr thing, I'm like, this guy's never watched tennis in his life.
Nope.
He's just basing everything on what Serena said. So she just said, oh, you can't get coaching. Oh, well, imagine if none of these other people can get coaching. So that frustrated me. The thing that made me the most frustrated, I think, of the whole thing was after the match, Pam Shriver said a controversial win for Naomi Osaka. There was nothing controversial about her winning. She crushed Serena Williams. Absolutely crushed her.
And after all of that happened, she had to serve out for the match with all the distractions, and she did it.
Exactly. And that's the thing for me is like nobody cares how much Naomi Osaka had to sit back and wait for Serena to end her tantrum so she could go play again.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about that. Nobody cares about that. And I'm so tired of this, and I texted you about this last night. I'm so tired of this I'm a mom thing.
Oh,
I'm so freaking tired of it.
There's other tennis players that have had kids.
I know. And everybody is acting like Serena Williams is the first athlete to have a kid and make a comeback and be great.
Yes.
It's not true.
No.
Not even close.
No.
Cheryl Swoops had a kid during the middle of her WNBA career.
Maybe the greatest women's player of all time.
Still one of the best women's players of all time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably think Diana Taurasi's passed her up right now. But
right.
Cheryl Swoops was one of the best and was the best at her time. Had a kid in the middle of her WNBA career, came back, and was just as good as she ever was.
Absolutely.
She didn't have an injury. She had a baby. If you go out, ask any mom around here, if you go out and have a baby, and then you start working out again, it all comes back. You don't lose that. Your athleticism or your if you go out and work at it.
You don't lose the ability to hit a tennis ball.
Yeah, and you don't, exactly.
You got to work your way back into shape, and that's not easy.
Getting in shape, you have to do it, and some people do it, and some people don't. I mean, some people don't put the same effort into it, obviously, but if you're going to put the effort into it, like Serena obviously did, then she's going to be back to where she was.
Sure.
She, you're not the greatest tennis player in the world, have a baby, and then all of a sudden you're just not good anymore.
Right.
but I'm so tired of this motherly instinct. Was that your motherly instinct taking over when you told the crowd not to boo and kind of comforted Naomi Osaka? You've been a mom for less than a year. Like, what does motherly instinct have anything to do with anything that happened? Your motherly instinct should be to say, hey, I don't cheat. I don't get coaching. Move on. Never do anything else again. That's how you're a role model for your child. You go out there, you get the code violation, you complain about it. Everybody complains about a code violation.
Sure.
You know, Roger Federer would complain a little bit about the code violation. He'd kind of look at him like, I don't think I did that, and shake his head.
And
no.
A few times he used bad words.
Yeah.
But he didn't keep doing it until he gets three violations.
Yeah. And he's going to understand, okay, I just had a violation. I got to move on.
Right.
And that's I got a match that I want to win here.
Right.
And it just, I can't handle the mother thing. And that might not be politically correct for me to say all that.
I'm with you.
But if you actually understand what's going on the court.
Motherhood has nothing to do with this.
There was no sexism involved in getting beat 6-2 in the first set.
No.
And now you're upset because she is crushing you. Naomi Osaka was the best player in that tournament the whole 2 weeks by far.
Yes, she was.
And you can't doubt it after the way she played in that first set against Serena.
No.
And after the match, she's like, you know, I know everybody wants her to get her 24th. This was, you know, later on in her press conference. And that's what it's about for Serena, I think, too. She wants to get that record.
Right. And time she's lost a couple times.
She's had the opportunities, and then she can't handle it when she doesn't get
it. So this gives her a cop-out.
Yeah. And Naomi Osaka's like, yeah, she's my idol. But when I get on the court, I just want to beat her.
Exactly.
No matter who I'm playing on the court, I don't care who's over on the other side. I want to win, and I want to dominate. And mm-hmm. she did. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about that. And it drives me nuts because, we talked a little bit about with Brooks Koepka and Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. But Tiger Woods didn't do anything that made it about him other than play.
He just played well.
He played well.
The crowd made it about him.
He didn't bring that attention any other way than just going out and playing. And Serena would do that, then you'd be fine.
I want to interject real quick. I think you make a good point. I'm glad you brought this up. And I know we're going long. And I told people we would. We'll go short tomorrow. How's that? But if you think about this, where did she do this at? It was the U.S. Open at home. She has the whole crowd behind her, and she knows it.
Exactly.
She knows she can play the crowd to be suckers, and they're going to do whatever. They're going to be behind her even if she throws a racket and hits the umpire. They'll still be behind her. I mean, she double-faulted back-to-back points in a key game, lost a service game, and destroyed her racket. That's on her. Why was she throwing her racket? Because she wasn't playing well. She was getting her butt kicked. And then she knew that and gets the point taken away and acts all dumb like, well, what? Why do I have a point taken away? Oh, come on. You're smarter than that, and we know that, and you know that. You need to make an announcement. I didn't cheat. No, he doesn't. There's no rule that says he has to do that. What are you, the Queen of England? No, but she thinks she's the Queen of the U.S. Open, and she's treated like that, although she says every year she gets cheated, and it happens every year. Well, if you hate it so much and you're getting screwed all the time, then why are you playing in it? Just boycott it next year. You want to fight for women's rights? If this is truly sexist and women's rights and a bunch of crud and you're getting the shaft every single year at the U.S. Open, which, by the way, she's wrong. That's a lie.
Yeah.
But let's say it was. Why are you still playing it? You gladly accept the $1.85 million check if you care so much about women's rights.
Yeah.
Are you donating that to the Me Too movement? Maybe. Maybe she is. I don't know. By the way, how much did cheer umpire get paid for this? You want to talk about unfair? We're talking about gender equality, which this is not what this is about. But let's play along. Serena got second, got $1.85 million. Naomi Osaka got $3.8 million, more than she's ever earned in her entire life in tennis in one day. $3.8 million. You know how much the cheer umpire got for getting chastised and scolded like a child by a mother? $633.
Yeah.
That's the guy that should be calling about equality. Why am I not getting paid more for this crap? I'm getting scolded like I'm five, and I did nothing wrong. Why am I catching all the heat? I enforced all the rules by the letter of the law. He should be the guy complaining in the press conference. Not Serena. It's ridiculous. If this happened at the French Open, Wimbledon, or the Australian Open, they would have booed Serena.
Oh, yeah.
She might have been booed off the court. They might have thrown things on the court. But she knows she can get away with it because she's done it before at the U.S. Open multiple times. It'd be one thing if this was an isolated incident. I saw somebody put a post. You will never believe this. Somebody put a post and said, well, she is now a mother. In the first year or two after motherhood, your hormones are kind of crazy. And so she had one outburst. In 2009, she wasn't pregnant.
I don't know about in 2009 and 11.
2009, 11, she never had a kid. As far as I know. What's the excuse then? That's a person that has no clue.
No, you don't watch tennis.
How about just for once say the person needs to be accountable for their actions instead of making all these excuses? She's a mom. The hormones got the best of her. She's a competitor. She's a fiery gal. She just lost her cool. And the umpire, that's a rule that shouldn't be in effect. And yeah, she broke her racket, but she was frustrated. And then she didn't cuss at the umpire. But she called him a liar and a thief. Well, that's nice. That's nicer than calling than saying, O-S-H, you know what? I mean, you know, if you go up to the umpire and say, you're a real mother trucker, and of course change the word, you're probably going to get a code violation. I'm just going to guess. If you cuss but don't direct it directly at the umpire, you probably got some leeway. But when you take your finger, and I haven't even brought this up yet, wish people could see me right now, Serena takes her finger and wags it at the umpire almost the entire time she's talking.
Yeah.
She's scolding the umpire. If motherhood has anything to do with this, motherly she's acting instincts, like a mom chastising the umpire.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the mother tie to the whole story. It's just mind-boggling. But here's the thing that people need to understand. She had three violations. The third violation... If she called him a liar and a thief and had no code violations, she would have just got a warning and this would not have been a story. Had she had just one warning, code violation, and she called him a liar and a thief, she would have had just a point taken away. But she got coaching from a coach that admitted he coached, so that's illegal. So he admits that was wrong, although he comes back with everybody coaches, why do I get caught? Why do I get punished? Okay, whatever.
And I get that.
But you broke the rules and you know it.
Sure, exactly. Yeah.
And two, she destroyed her racket. And three, she kept talking. And had she not called him a liar or a thief, and she just kept whining about, hey, you know I'm not a cheater. If she kept going with the same thing over and over, like she kind of was, had not said he was a liar or a thief, she wouldn't have got another code violation. Now, there's men's players backing her up from the standpoint that they say, oh, you know, the umpire should have given her more leeway. It says in the rule book, men tennis players, you attack the integrity of the chair umpire, that is constituted as a verbal abuse code violation. And if you call the umpire a liar and a cheat, that's pretty strong, man. That's pretty strong words without cursing. But Serena's supposed to get all the credit for calling him a liar and a thief without saying the MF word or the S word or another word. She's supposed to get credit for all this. Oh, well, thank you, Serena, for not cursing in front of America, although you did in 2009, by the way. So, and you threatened an official with physical harm by saying, I'm going to shove this bleeping ball down your bleeping throat. But she's a person of high class and moral integrity. That's bull. And I'm calling her out on this show that she'll never hear.
Yeah.
I'm calling her out. I'm calling all the people that are falling for this crud, because that's what it is, making this about sexism and racism. You're completely, 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 completely off base. You're beyond off base. You're not even on the continent. You're so far off. You have lost your mind. The only reason you say this and argue this, and you know deep down this is the way it is, but you'll never admit it, is because it fits your agenda and narrative and maybe helps you sell papers and helps you click on a headline saying blatant sexism and gets clicks on your story on the website. That's what that's about. Deep down, you know if you watch the match, that's not what this was. You know it, but you won't admit it.
Yeah, exactly. I just the racism thing just.
Oh, that's even further out of the world.
In a worldwide sport. Okay, this is not the 1960s when Arthur Ashe is trying to break into tennis. Okay,
right.
This is a worldwide sport in 2018 where you have all different races.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes.
All
in that
different
match
races.
You had.
Even in, like I said, Naomi Osaka. Her dad is Haitian.
Yes.
Her mom is Japanese. Mm-hmm. She was born in Japan and actually moved to New York at 3 and has lived in the U.S. most of her life. She lives in Florida now.
Right.
But she claims Japan because that's her country. That's where she was born from. Her dad is Haitian. Her mom is Japanese. Okay. You can't use racism.
No.
Rafael Nadal is Spanish. Mm-hmm. Hispanic descent. You can't use racism.
Novak Djokovic, Croatian.
Juan Martín Del Potro.
Argentinian.
Argentinian.
Right? Yeah. Well, no, Dusty, you don't get it. The chair umpire was white.
Yeah.
And he was a man. So thus it's racist.
So.
And he's not even American, if that has to do anything with the chair umpire, whether you're American or not. I don't even want to watch TV the next few days because it's a national story, and Serena helped make it that way.
Yeah.
The best thing that could have happened was simply this. Serena gets her violation. It's not her fault. It's not her fault, perhaps, her coach coaching her, and it's not the chair umpire's fault. It was a warning. She didn't lose any points. She could have just been like, hey, I don't do that. And just and that'd have been it. She could have just said, you know what? I don't do that. If you're saying I'm cheating, I don't. I don't like that insinuation, but I don't do that. And what she did was okay the way she handled it. That was all right. But then after that, you got to move on. And if you never broke your racket, we would never got back to her redwelling on point number one because she lost a full game in the second set of a major. That, by the way, she was trailing in the second set as well at that time. Yeah. Let's point that out.
Yeah. I have no problem with the way she reacted right after it was called.
Yep.
The little exchange when she was at her chair.
Which was a cordial conversation.
Okay, well, I just want you to know, okay, we're good.
Right.
Okay, you're good.
And he listened to her.
Let's move on.
Yes. And then she got, because of her bad play,
throws
the racket, and that reignited everything.
Yeah.
And that was her fault.
Exactly. None of this is anybody's fault but her own.
I agree. I totally agree with you. Or start with the coach, I guess. You can blame the coach a little bit, too. But now, having said all that, the rule, I think, should change. They should let them coach from the stands. I don't think there's a major advantage one way or the other, as long as everybody can do it. So I don't see a problem with that part. But, hey, you get three code violations. Yeah, that's a game. Oh, it's such a severe penalty. Well, it's a severe penalty if you do it on the very first violation. She had three violations. And it's funny, I see these stories about how, well, that's so harsh. They took away a game because she called him a thief. No, he didn't take away a game because she called him a thief. He took away a game because it was a third violation, which happened to be her calling him a thief. There's a huge difference. As I pointed out earlier, had she had done nothing wrong the whole match, and the first thing that got wrong sideways was she called him a thief or a liar, which why would she if there was not a prior violation? But let's say she was upset with something on a foot fault, let's say, and she says, well, that person's a thief or a liar, and you're a thief and a liar. That would have been just a warning. She wouldn't have had a game taken away. It's the compilation of all of it. And then when she sits here and goes, well, men have not had that happen to them. Well, men have been smart enough not to keep going when they've had two violations. See Rafael Nadal, which I just pointed out in last year's French Open, with the same chair umpire. But somehow that guy's sexist.